welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch about changes to the Knoxville Fireworks Show.
I know we got a lot of things going on 4th of July now with Thrive Knoxville taking a lot of stuff downtown, but normally 4th of July here in Knoxville, people tend to head out to the south side of town for the fireworks at the airport on a regular basis. A little bit of a change this year. I guess, Brian, take us through that change and what it means for the people in Knoxville.
Yeah, we're going to try to do something a little different this year, and we're pretty excited about it. We've partnered with the racetrack, and we're going to try to move the fireworks into our Youngs Park area, just south of the racetrack, south of the railroad tracks there. We just felt like it would give everyone a little more of an up-close feel to the fireworks, and it allows people at the raceway to view the fireworks as well. They're going to have a band there before the fireworks go off, and so we'll let people know that they're more than welcome. The racetracks, you know, already said that people are more than welcome to hang around there and watch the fireworks right from there after the band is over. So we're really excited to see how it goes this year.
You know, normally when it comes to the fireworks, parking lots towards the south end of town are pretty filled up. Where would you say would be the best option for the people of Knoxville to come out and see the fireworks and have that up-close feel?
I'm not for sure, I guess, until we'll have to see once we shoot the fireworks off. But we feel like that the Youngs won the ball field right next to Highway 14 will be a good place. We are going to allow people to go in there, sit around on the grass area there to watch the fireworks. So I hope that makes a really good place for people to watch. I assume some of the parking lots at the schools, things like that, that people have watched from before will still be good spots. At the racetrack as well, all throughout the racetrack. Pretty sure the racetrack is opening up the grandstands, so if people want to go in and sit on the grandstands and try to watch them from there. So I think there will be a lot of spots. It's one of the things that was really encouraging to us as we were planning this, with just all of the different areas that are fairly close to that location that will make a good viewing area.
When it comes to that as well, I guess the viewing area that would be a good viewing area but could be off limits would be the VA campus. Take us through, you know, the reason why that will probably be blocked off for the 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, we talked to the people shooting the fireworks off for us, and you know, in order to shoot off a certain size of shell, they have to have so many feet of clear zone. And since we're going to be back in that very southwest corner of our Youngs Park, it does incorporate that VA area into our clear zone. So we felt like it's probably going to be the safest option just to block that whole entire area off and not let people in there. So unfortunately, It would make for a good viewing area, but I think we're going to try to block off that main entrance and just keep people out for safety.
You know, this is a change just recently made this year, you know, but it seems like the city of Knoxville in general has made a lot of changes, especially when it comes to 4th of July recently, you know, with the event of Thrive Knoxville and things like that. So what's it mean to be able to see those changes happen and be a part of it and be excited to see what more changes could come towards the future?
Well, it's exciting. I'm glad everybody is trying to take a little ownership of the 4th of July day and bring it back into town. I know Thrive's done a lot of work trying to get people back downtown to spend the day, and we're going to continue to do that this year. So I hope people come out and enjoy the day, and I couldn't, you know, be more thrilled to have the racetrack want to be involved. So they're trying to encourage people after the day activities to go out there for the evening, enjoy the night out there, listen to the band, and be able to watch the fireworks. So I hope it's going to be a wonderful day.
You know, one question I literally just thought of was, you know, with people sitting in that ballpark or around Youngs Park, are they still going to have the opportunity? You know, a lot of times they'll be lighting off sparklers and things like that. I know those are allowed in town, but I just want to see, is that something that they're still going to be able to do on the ball field?
I assume so. If it's just sparklers, things like that, hopefully it's not doing too much damage. So I hope people can still go out there and enjoy some of that stuff.
Is there any place that you recommend people be parking when it comes to that?
As far as I know right now, we haven't worked through all of the details with our shooters, but I think we're going to allow that the main parking lot of Youngs to be open. And of course, all throughout the streets there, if people want to park along there and just watch from their cars, that's going to be open as well.
Is there anything people in Knoxville need to know about the celebration coming on 4th of July?
Hopefully just come out, enjoy the day, come downtown. We'll have things planned throughout the day. There'll be a lot of activities going on in the afternoon. You're more than welcome to go out to the racetrack. I know they're trying to encourage people to go out there, enjoy the band, and then hopefully we can put on a good fireworks show for everyone.
Thanks to Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.